Ah, the debt clouds have finally passed, but the stubborn job outlook is still gloomy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon, in for Jeremy Hobson. Wall Street groaned loudly yesterday over growing fears of another recession. That makes the government's latest jobs update, coming up in a couple of days, a critically important indicator. We just got a preview in the last hour from the job placement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas, and it's not good. The number of planned layoffs at U.S. firms rose to a 16-month high in July, and this time sectors which had been seeing fairly few layoffs unexpectedly lost jobs. Live from Chicago, CEO John Challenger joins us now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
We've heard about big layoffs from Merck, Borders, Cisco, and others. Is that what's driving this?
It is driving these cuts. We're not seeing the industries that have caused the recession, like housing and finance, although banking saw major cuts as well, drive these changes. Now we're seeing new industries come into the fore, cutting jobs, technology, pharmaceuticals, retail, and it suggests the economy may be stalling.
So what do you think? The government's planning even more cutbacks now. That can't help, can it?
This deficit reduction plan isn't going to take effect till 2013, so it may not cause cuts immediately, but certainly down the road it will. Government continues to cut jobs, though. It's been the leading sector so far this year, third heaviest this month with over 11,000.
Well, this is pretty discouraging, but can we stabilize this before we fall back into another recession, do you think?
Well, that's the big question. The economy hangs in the balance. We've been in a rocky two-year recovery where we saw the economy surge forward, and we did see that this year with three consecutive months in the spring of heavy job growth, but then it seems to fall back. We may be just in another part of that pattern, but there are increasing concerns that maybe the economy is slowing down and headed towards recession. The story will be told in coming months.
Job placement expert John Challenger, thanks for your insights.
Thank you.
Some of the biggest layoffs are coming in the banking sector. Job cuts announced by HSBC, Barclays, and others already total close to 50,000 globally, starting now and continuing into the coming years. Why so much pain in the financial sector? From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Call it an aftershock or a delayed reaction. Many banks are still suffering from the crash of 2008. They're suffering in two ways. The battered economies of the US and Europe are flagging, so bank revenues there are wilting. And then there's the regulatory backlash. After the earlier lending excesses, banks are now required to hold more cash in reserve, and that makes them less profitable. Peter Tarl Larson of Breaking Views.
Banks are being squeezed from both sides. The amount of capital they're holding is going up, and the amount of business that they're doing is going down, and that is depressing their returns. One of the ways in which you improve your returns is by cutting costs, and that means paying people less and ultimately firing them.
HSBC alone has unveiled a further 25,000 job losses this week, but the bank has benefited from diversification. It's seen double-digit growth in Asia and Latin America. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And we're seeing the effects of all this in this morning's market numbers. On the heels of tumbling shares on Wall Street and across Asia, European markets are stuck in the same rut this hour. Shares in London and Frankfurt are off 1% or more. Especially worrisome for investors, Italy keeps sliding deeper into debt. Its borrowing rates hit a new euro-era high again today.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896, AllianzUSA.com, and by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet, Reputation.com.
Well, as Johnny Carson used to ask, how hot is it? July was the hottest month ever recorded in many U.S. cities, and August could match it. That means you'll see more red and orange on the weather maps, and not just signifying the temperature, but raising the alert for air quality. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Eve Trill reports.
Here's one downside of the extreme heat across the country. News people are running out of things to say about it.
Quahog is suffering its worst heat wave in a century.
We now go live to Ollie Williams. How are you beating the heat, Ollie?
Swimming hole!
Thanks, Ollie.
Okay, so that's a fake newscast from the TV show Family Guy. But here's one metric the Environmental Protection Agency says bored weathermen and women should add right now, air quality alerts. Because on hot, sunny, stagnant days, the chemicals coming out of tailpipes, power plants, and factories can get trapped in the air around us rather than floating up higher.
It's just a very light haze that you can see.
Kara Brooks works for the city of Indianapolis. She's describing the look of ozone, a chemical compound that protects us when it's up high, but can make breathing hard when it's down low. When ozone levels rise, Indianapolis, like many cities, asks people to stay inside as a precaution and to drive less to reduce emissions.
Avoid rush hour traffic, use public transportation, avoid idling when possible. Walk to lunch rather than drive, ride your bike.
Brooks says the voluntary ozone alert program is in the city's best interest. Under the Clean Air Act, the Environmental Protection Agency has to measure ozone levels. If cities go too high for a few years in a row, they can face fines or mandatory pollution cuts. Jonathan Levy at the Boston University School of Public Health says heat makes it difficult to promote health and cut pollution.
Recommending that people spend more time in air-conditioned settings. Obviously, the electricity has to come from somewhere. That can be power plants, and that can increase those emissions.
If summers stay this hot, in coming years, ozone pollution will rise on its own. That means cities will have a harder time meeting environmental standards. One more headache in a heat wave. I'm Eve Trow for Marketplace.
And finally this morning, there's nothing wrong with the government of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi that a little public relations spin won't take care of. That seems to be the view of the embattled dictator anyway. After almost 6 months of civil war, there's word Gaddafi is trying a new tactic. An official from the Libyan Ministry of Information has sent out a pitch letter to PR firms in New York and Los Angeles, looking to find a spin doctor to promote Gaddafi's, quote, moral, political, and legal claims to power. One New York PR exec tells the website Business Insider the chances any firm will respond positively to this request are highly doubtful. You think? I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
If you want to save a furniture store, you ought to get somebody who knows furniture, right?
Quite frankly, most of the investors couldn't tell you the difference between a sofa and a loveseat.
Yeah, I guess not. I'm Kai Rizdahl, Furniture for the Future, and today's business news, the numbers from Wall Street as well. It's all next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.